Hey, are you finally coming around? Hello? There you go, rise and shine. No, don't move. You're going to rip the stitches. That took forever, and I'm not fixing you up again if you do. Please, just relax. No one's going to hurt you. You're safe here. Where are you? Little half-blood, you intrude into my pack's territory and expect to walk away without a fight? You're just lucky that I found you. If my alpha ran into a half-blood like you during a hunt, he'd have torn you apart before you could blink. Why am I calling you a half-blood? Because that's what you are, hun, a ghoul. You drink vampire blood. It gets you all high, and then you'll do or say anything just for another sip. Goddamn drug-addicted slaves, that's all you are. You really have no idea what I'm talking about, do you? I mean, you have to know. You've been drinking dead blood. Oh, she's your girlfriend. That's rich. I bet you two are such a happy couple, all kisses and rainbows. Oh my, you're really new at this, aren't you? Green as frickin' grass. Okay, due to the fact that you seem to be in way over your head, I'll give you a chance to explain what the hell you're doing in my territory. Big wolf in the forest, huh? Well, to be fair, you did interrupt my hunt. I was right on the tail of that deer. Yeah, that was me. If I can give you one piece of advice, it would be don't get between a werewolf and her prey. She really hasn't told you anything about the world you live in, has she? Typical vampires, all smoke and mirrors. Well, here's a newsflash for you, hun. Did you think vampires were the only monsters hiding in the shadows? If you think that vampires and werewolves are unbelievable, then, well, you're in for a surprise. That's just the tip of the spooky iceberg. Okay, so you know what? I'm just going to be honest. Now that I know you're not a spy, I feel dreadful for chewing you up so bad. No, really. I was just bandaging you because sending back a corpse is bad for politics. Now I'm glad I didn't eat you. It's like killing a goddamn kitten. How about that as an apology? Good morning. Sorry I almost ate you. Look, once my pack gets back from the hunt, I'll have someone reach out to your girlfriend. We'll get you home in one piece, okay? What? Why are you so surprised? You thought just because you've seen our camp, I was going to gut you or something? Trust me, those vampires you love so much know exactly where we are. Returning you is like an act of goodwill. It's us saying, hey, here's your little ghoul back. Now you owe us a favour. Funny how it works out that way. No, you're not going anywhere until tomorrow. You've got to heal up a bit before I can move you. Just relax. Stop tossing around. Now let me take a look at those cuts. I cut you pretty deep on the side. Sorry about that. You should be fine in a few days, though. I treated you with some special herbs. You feel that, huh? It grows around here. It's a natural anesthetic. You look pretty sleepy. Why don't you just lie back and rest? No, I promise I won't eat you when you fall asleep. When you wake up, you'll be back with your darling girlfriend. Here, let me pull the covers up. The cold winds are coming back in season. Go to sleep, little ghoul. I'll make sure no one takes a bite out of you.